بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا After the Shahada of the flag bearer, Aba Abdullah knew the time had come. The meeting has drawn near. He told his household, "Bring me a shirt that no one would desire to take from me, so that I wear it beneath my clothes." He went out into the battlefield, telling the enemy to come and fight him. Many came forward. He sent every one of them to the fire. Then they attacked him in groups, for they couldn't win against him in single combat. He fought them and killed them. He would attack their lines and they would disperse. He continued to fight them. They attacked him and he attacked them. The Maqtal says, with that he asked them for a drink of water, but they refused until there were 72 wounds on his holy body. He stopped to rest for a moment while he had weakened from fighting. As he was standing, a stone was thrown towards him. It struck his blessed forehead. So he took his shirt to wipe the blood from his forehead. Then a poisoned arrow was thrown towards him. The arrow settled on his sacred heart. This is the house of divine secrets. This is the place where angels descend. He said, "Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati rasulillah." Then he raised his head towards the heavens and said, "Oh Allah, you surely know that they are murdering a man whom there is no other son of your prophet's daughter on the face of the earth beside him." Then he took the arrow and pulled it out from his back. So the blood began gushing forth as if it were a water sprout. Then Shimr ibn Dil-Jawshan attacked the tents of Al-Husayn by throwing a spear. Then he said, "Bring me fire that I burn all those who are inside the tents." So Al-Husayn said to him, "O son of Dil-Jawshan, you call for fire to burn my household. May Allah burn you in the fire." As the Imam had weakened, Salih ibn Wahab threw a spear entering his ways. So Al-Husayn fell from his horse onto the earth on his right side, and Lady Zainab emerged from the tents as she was calling, Wa Akhaya, Wa Sayyidaya, Wa Ahl Bayta, Aya, Brother, Would that the heavens had collapsed on the earth, would that the mountains had leveled with the ground. Shimr ibn Dhiljawshan cried out to his companions, what are you expecting him to do? So they began attacking him from every direction. Zurat ibn Shariq struck him on his left shoulder. So Al-Husayn struck him back and caused him to fall. Yet another came and struck him on his shoulder with a sword. The body of Abu Abdullah weakened. The Muqtal says he would say it, then stand once more. At this moment, the other Mal'un took his spear and struck the neck of Abu Abdullah. I wish that had been the end, but the Maqtal continues. It says that same Mal'un withdrew his spear from his holy neck, then struck him in his chest. Our beloved master fell upon the sands of Karbala, but out of his chivalry he sat up once again. He placed his blessed hands on his holy neck. They filled with his sacred blood. He covered his face and beard with his pure blood and said, this is how I will meet Allah, covered in my blood, while my right has been taken. Then Umar ibn Sa'd said to a man on his right, descend upon Al-Husayn and relieve him. So Khawli ibn Anas hurried towards Abu Abdullah. Then he struck him in his blessed throat with his sword, while he was saying, by Allah, I shall surely sever your head, and I know very well you are the son of Allah's messenger and the best of people in terms of mother and father. La ilaha illallah. It was there that fateful moment occurred, causing the angels of Allah to weep. He came close to Abu Abdullah.
همه جا ای همه. دل زارم در تمه گوشه چادر